Harper Via and Harper Audio present Somewhere We Are Human. Authentic voices on migration, survival, and new beginnings. Edited by Reina Grande and Sonia Guignansaca. Performed by Avi Roque, Diana Poe, Marissa Blake, and Christian Barillas.
A note before we begin. To see beautiful story art, download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/somewhere-we-are-human. Some names have been changed to protect people's privacy. Yacaira de la Torre Salvatierra. This one is for you, mujer. Reina. To my parents and my abuelitos. Este libro y todo es siempre para ustedes. Sonia. Forward. Human beings have always migrated and will certainly move even more in the era of climate catastrophe. But the United States of America has laid claim to the idea of migration as part of its ideology. This way of thinking proclaims we are a country of immigrants. But don't call it ideology. Americans believe that ideology is for the Marxists, socialists, communists, and critical race theorists. The American dream exists beyond ideology, as the dream everyone all over the world must be dreaming, according to Americans. Immigration into the United States by certain people terrifies some Americans. It could also be argued that the idea of immigration validates America to these same Americans. Of course, people want to come here, for we are great, or will be great again as soon as we have the right kind of people coming here. This anthology, Somewhere We Are Human, takes on the paradox of immigration and xenophobia that exists at the heart of America, by which I don't mean the United States in reality, but this mythical country of the American dream that is so deeply rooted in the American psyche that many Americans, even the liberal and critical ones, have a hard time unrooting it. The stories, poems, and artwork in this anthology address this paradox wherein America represents itself as the land of new beginnings, but is also a place that is so demanding of its newcomers that they must think, somewhere we are human. If America is great, then why is the humanity of anyone in question? Why must anyone long for their own innate humanity, one that is denied by some and even by many? The American story of so many newcomers, as well as indigenous people and the descendants of the enslaved, is therefore one of survival. Racism, indifference, misunderstanding, microaggressions, exploitation, family separation, the terror of being undocumented and under threat of deportation, these are all part of the terrain of danger and survival for newcomers. In this sense, the anthology affirms what is already well known about the American story of migration, which is that in order to become American, to participate in the American dream, to be a part of American exceptionalism, the newcomers often and unfortunately have to undergo rites of initiation that range from contempt to brutality. Part of the American mythology is that these regrettable aspects of the American experience will ultimately be overcome by individuals and the nation as a whole. This anthology challenges that optimism, as Jesús E. Valles expresses succinctly in his poem, You Find Home, Then You Run, when he writes, I do not have a country. Composed in the era of Make America Great Again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?